1.2 million gallons. That's the amount of water the high school will be saving each year because of its new plumbing system. That's also enough water to fill all the pools you see here more than 5 times. And it isn't only the high school that's been renovated. The War Memorial Building has gotten some work done as well. If you look up, you will see the new HID lights, or high-intensity discharge lights, that illuminate the pool area. These lights save about 75% of the energy that would be used by ordinary incandescent lights. Incandescent lights, the lights here before the renovation, produced 20% light and 80% heat. All that heat was just wasted energy. The HID lights, on the other hand, produced 20% heat and 80% light, much more efficient. Another form of energy-saving light is the borrowed lighting system. Listen to expert Stephanie McNeil of HMFH Architects explain what borrowed lights are.
A borrowed light is basically just a door frame, any type of a metal frame that has a glazed glass panel in the frame instead of a solid door. What that allows for is that the light that's coming in through the exterior wall into the pool area, that daylighting is then able to travel into the rooms adjacent to the pool through the glass that's in those frames.
One other green feature that has to do with the pool area is a new cogenerator located on Felton Street. Though it is not located in the pool area, it benefits the pool and the rest of the school. Here's expert Craig Hergenrother of TMP Consulting Engineers.
Our cogenerator makes electricity, but the waste heat is collected and diverted to heat the pool.
In an ordinary electrical generator, extra heat produced by the generator would be vented away and wasted. Instead, here it is being used to heat up the pool. So next time you go to the War Memorial, don't hesitate to jump right in.